This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, September 25th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Last Saturday's topic, focus on reassessing before you continue to do, hit a sore spot with a couple of listeners who explained assessing one's life and planning can be immobilizing. These individuals got stuck and wanted to live well and move forward in their lives, but they needed help to sort out their individual problems and to chart a course of action. Coincidentally, I was speaking with a friend, and she's familiar with flowcharts, and she started to explain how they're useful in business. And then the term decision tree came up. And it's the perfect tool to help anyone think through a problem and decide their course of action. You, like me, might never have used a flowchart, but having learned from my friend Doreen, I believe explaining a decision tree can help anyone trying to determine their best next steps and course of action. They can get to their goal that way. Simply put, every path to a decision starts with a single point, a goal or focus. Call it what you wish. Then it splits up to different branches. Each branch offers different outcomes and takes you through the decision-making process as you lay out your choices and chance events until a final outcome is achieved. It definitely will help you analyze any problem and sort it out to a logical conclusion. For example, picture this: a sheet of paper, your pencil in hand, and you think about the topic. Let's say, should I get in shape? Diet and exercise started off. Under diet, you think about Weight Watchers, Mediterranean, keto, and you write the pros and cons for you about those diets, the cost, the prep time, the appeal, the ease of tracking. Then you look at the results. You also can look at exercise for types, training at home, working with a trainer out at a club, joining a club, training, walking, bicycling, for example. Each of those has their own pros and cons, like cost, equipment, time. You go through that. Maybe you decide that you want a bicycle. Then you have to decide whether you're going to need the equipment of special shoes or clothes or definitely a helmet. Anyway, I think you get the idea of filling the boxes. At the end, the results. If you'd follow both of those things, your clothes will fit, you might have the satisfaction of accomplishment, you'll have the satisfaction of helping others if you give away the clothes you shrink out of, and you can release those old items. The example is simple. It works for any question you may ask, but each option is open to your input. For example, you may prefer to work out at home, so exercise would unfold to perhaps include Zoom classes. Bicycling would perhaps include a need to list the things that I'd offered before. It's about dissecting your goals and listing your needs and options and determining your next steps. So if you have a personal conundrum and seek a path, the decision tree is a great option. All you need is a paper and pencil, and then the desire to think things through, and then you'll help yourself see your best course of action. And it's not written in stone, it's pencil. You can erase it. You can revisit and revise as you find necessary. It's all about asking yourself useful questions, seeking information so you can determine what action you prefer, and then make it happen. There's no right or wrong. Your decision tree starts with one targeted goal, and then it's up to you to branch out and think things through, things that are relevant to you. It's personal, it's yours, and it will guide you to where you want to be and where you'll be happy. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by any problem, consider creating your own decision tree. It's almost the end of September, and when we speak again, it will be October 2nd. You have 10,080 minutes, that's a whole week, to contemplate, to rest, to seek answers, and to construct your decision tree. The From a Woman's Perspective team has your back. We have information and experience to share, and you're welcome to reach out to us and ask us your questions, and then fill in your own boxes on your tree and arrive at the conclusions that take you successfully to the goal you're working towards. It may be an overworked phrase, but knowledge is power. And having the information you need, mapping your life, empowers you to be in charge of your life. The contact information for your From a Woman's Perspective team is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. And as always, you're welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. Now let's get started with today's show. First up, an important message, and then Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group will join us. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Senior Wealth Advisor Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of the book Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan Financially to Be Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What are we talking about today?
Reliable, tax-efficient, lifelong income. It's one of the objectives that many of our clients share. And while there are a number of steps we take to achieve this, I'd like to talk about just one of those steps today. And I like to say three's the charm. Diversify, diversify, diversify. We've all heard that diversifying our investment portfolio is the number one risk management tool. A combination of different investments, Canadian, US, international, stocks, bonds, GICs, gold, real estate, even infrastructure, we put them together so that when one area struggles, another part of the portfolio will help offset or minimize the losses to the overall portfolio. If diversification is your number one risk management tool for managing your investments, why don't you apply the same risk management strategy to your income in your retirement years? Having spent all your working life to build a nest egg to support your retirement, you want to do everything you can to reduce your financial risk. Not just the risk of your investment portfolio, but now also the risk inherent in your sources of income. In the quest to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired, that's where diversification of your income comes in. Some people are fortunate. They retire with their government benefits, a good quality pension that guarantees their income, and investments. Their income is partially fixed, but not fully. They have stability of a base income, along with investment income and room for dealing with life's financial surprises. Just because you're retired doesn't mean unexpected expenses don't happen. Their investment assets provide a way of managing for those extras, along with regular income. For other people, maybe they have government benefits, rental income, and investments. If that rental property is vacant or a tenant stops paying rent, as has happened to many landlords over the last year and a half, an investment portfolio can be relied on when other income falls short. What we see a lot of these days, however, is people retiring with two sources of income, not three. They may have government benefits and whatever investments they've saved, including defined contribution pensions with an investment value rather than guaranteed income. Relying just on government benefits and investments can mean when investment markets have declined, you may be forced to sell to generate your income in those bad years. Experiencing market declines early in retirement has been shown to dramatically reduce the probability of that portfolio lasting as long as planned. If you identify with this two income stream position, there are two options. Firstly, make sure you retire with more than you need. Effectively, those surplus savings create your own fallback plan. Secondly, consider if reallocating a portion, not all, but a portion of investments into assets that provide a guaranteed income makes sense for you in your personal circumstances. There are tax-efficient, guaranteed income options out there. For reliable, lifelong income, it can make sense to explore them and create your own third income stream. Diversifying your income, just like how you diversify your investments, can create greater financial security because our goal is a reliable, tax-efficient, lifelong income.
Well, I started off talking about a decision tree, and this gives me all sorts of boxes to fill. Diversify your investments, diversify your investments, diversify your income. It's food for thought. And my decision tree could be guided by you. If someone wants to talk to you about this policy, and maybe they're in the way of having only two things that they have on their tree and they should have three, what should we do? How can we reach you?
You can give us a call at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. You can be in charge of your finances and live a retirement comfortably without worry. It takes good advice, and the Farwell Group is offering it to you. So give a call, ask your questions, get your answers, and decide on your course of action. 416-863-7501. Thank you, Leslie, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Next, we'll speak with Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic, and she'll give us her weekly health tip. Then we'll chat about hearing our best with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller will visit, and that'll be followed by a conversation with Dr. Vivian Brown. So there's lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I've been still focusing a lot over the last couple of weeks on hormone health and mood and all these kinds of important aspects. But this week I wanted to focus on the four ways that sugar really can affect our gut health. When our gut is unhappy, sometimes that can affect our moods as well. So in a healthy, balanced microbiome in our gut, we often find various strains of yeast and bacteria that actually coexist happily. But when we have unhealthy microbes, which actually often feed on sugar, it can actually overwhelm the friendly strains in our gut, and sometimes we can actually get symptoms of candida. So when we have an overgrowth of candida, we'll often get sugar cravings, which can actually be very powerful. It actually can affect our thoughts and decision-making and manipulate us into actually eating more sugar, actually. So there's four ways that an unbalanced microbiome can really affect our health. One of the first things is the creation of what's called a leaky gut syndrome. So if left untreated, an overgrowth of unfriendly microbiomes, things like yeast and candida, can really bore holes in our mucosal lining in our gut, and it can actually cause something called leaky gut syndrome. And I treat a lot of leaky gut syndrome because there's so many symptoms associated with it. Typically, what we can get, what patients come in with, are a whole host of sensitivities, allergies, and even autoimmune conditions. So the second issue, of course, is that autoimmune condition. So when our autoimmune system is actually working overtime, we can get inflammation, it can become chronic, really throughout our body. And the increased sugar consumption can actually increase our risk of developing autoimmune issues. So sometimes patients will get flare-ups, for example, of their irritable bowel syndrome, and even Crohn's disease and fibromyalgia. Food sensitivities is another way that, for example, that can be a symptom of how sugar can affect our body. So these food sensitivities are often considered early evidence of potential autoimmune issues. So patients might experience gas and bloating, abdominal pain, rashes, and other symptoms. And of course, mood and depression is certainly related to sugar and yeast overgrowth. And recent studies have shown that depressed individuals really have a less diverse microbiome and fewer species of bacteria in their gut. So when we think of the gut, we often refer to it as our second brain, for example. So when the good bacteria is really healthy, actually our mind and our brains are actually healthy as well. So if people are interested in finding a little bit more how sugar can affect our health, and if they're having symptoms of candida overgrowth and mood issues, they can certainly give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
When it comes to your health and dealing with it naturally, remember Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, and give her a call for a complimentary consultation, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Your health can be dealt with naturally when you have the right expert. And our doctor, Dr. Betty Rosendahl, can deal with it naturally for sure. So give her a call. I'll repeat the number one more time, 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Now, if your decision tree starts with how can I hear better, put the name of hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian in a box, followed along by a hearing test, cleaning my ears, hearing aids, fix or perfect them, get new ones, and continue from there. Now to help us understand more about our hearing and hearing aids, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto joins us. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So that question of how can I hear better is really a good question to ask and a relatively easy one to answer. Now, it all starts with a conversation with a hearing care professional. Now, one of the things that we prefer to do is to help you live your best life. Now, we start that by clearly defining what you want. Now, for some people, cosmetics is the most important, where they don't want anyone to know they're wearing hearing aids. And for others, some of the technical features are essential so that they can do more to take advantage of their smartphones. And we essentially play the role of your guide in your journey to better hearing. Which brings me to my happy story for today. We met a young man by the name of Kurt. Now, Kurt recently had a hearing test done at the local ear, nose, and throat specialist's office. And he was told he would be needing hearing aids because now he had a moderate hearing loss in both ears. And so when he came in, he was not overly enthusiastic about wearing hearing aids. But the good news is Kurt was willing to have a conversation. So when I asked him if he was willing to try a set of hearing aids just to get an experience before making any decisions, he said, yes, I think that would be a good idea. And so that whole process of allowing him to experience the hearing aid outside of our office in his own space at his own time actually proved to be a very valuable experience for Kurt. And he actually came back and he said, okay, I should have done this sooner. So he is now in a set of hearing aids that he loves, he's comfortable with, and we went from I don't think I'm ready to, I love them.
What a nice story. And as you talked about the idea of living your best life and what's best, I just think that today people wear earbuds. So having hearing aids in your ears and earbuds, you don't know what the difference is. I actually think that it's more of a reason to wear them because you can hear well and nobody has to presume you can't hear.
Exactly. Yep.
So if someone wants their hearing tested or they want to see what's available in the world of hearing aids, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach me is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. You can hear your best. You just have to explore the possibilities. And you can use a decision tree to help you find what's best for you. And of course, include Edmund Ivazian in that decision. Thank you, Edmund.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Now when your decision tree starts off, how do I meet someone new? You can list friends, family, internet sites, Cupid, matchmaker. Under friends and family, you could probably put a box of pros, like the people know you well. Cons, there's a limited supply of people that they know to introduce you to. Internet dating, pros, they have a huge inventory. It's impersonal, but that could be a con as well. And con, there are trolls and misrepresentations there as well. And under Cupid and Matchmaker, you can fill in the name Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. And today, she's here to explain how Cupid and matchmaking in 2021 works. Good morning. I was going to say good morning, Cupid. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, yes, it's a different world out there. Certainly, I had a woman this week who's a perfect example. She met with me, and I'm back meeting people in person, and she'd been a teacher in Toronto, and so had her husband, and unfortunately, she lost him, and she said to me, you know, it's not at all how I imagined the first year of my retirement being. I lost my husband. I lost my father. I've had three major surgeries. I'm just starting to get back in, so I'm, you know, walking well and in good health again. And I really miss having someone in my life. And she had her contractor at her house. He was busy building a fence for her in the backyard. And she got to talking to him, and she was saying, you know, I'm lonely, but I just don't want to go on the internet. And he said, well, have you thought about Misty River? He said, Catherine and I met through Misty River like 20 years ago. So it was kind of cute, and so she was kind of excited, and she said, I have heard of them, but I never knew that they were any different, you know, than the internet or a website or anything like that. So, yeah, we meet everyone in person, or we do an interview with them. We find out all about you, what you're looking for, your background, a bit about your history so that we can match you better. And we've been doing this for 27 years. And, of course, I'm happy to do a free consultation. I'm not high pressure. And most people find it a really nice alternative to sitting in front of a computer.
Well, I think face on with someone who's an experienced matchmaker and a batting average of, I think it's 75% with people over 70. I guess it would be better to have your name on the decision tree than any internet site. And I'm glad that you're here today. So if someone wants to talk to you about getting ready to meet someone new and filling in the boxes on their decision tree so that they can go forward with their life, how do we reach you?
So you can give us our office a call at 416-777-6302. We open at 10 o'clock this morning. You can go on our website, mistyriverintros.com, and send us an email or book an appointment on there. You can also use the talk feature, and that is a chat feature on our website. And you're talking to an actual person on that. It's not a computer. But we also have a toll-free number on our website, so you can call up. I'm happy to discuss your situation and give you an idea if we have enough people in your area that meet the criteria that you're looking for. I'm always happy to spend some time on the phone or come out and meet you for a free consultation or do a free consultation over the phone.
So if your question is, how do I meet someone new, you can get the answers you need from Linda Miller and her team at Misty River Introductions. 416-777-6302. Thank you, Linda. Have a great week, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Marilyn. Take care.
Now we'll get our weekly health tip from Dr. Vivian Brown, and then Realtor Melanie Martin will join us with her deal of the week for property north of Toronto, followed by a visit with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to empower us to take charge of our health, award-winning family physician, women's health expert, and author of the Canadian bestseller, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us to give us her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Nice to be here.
It's always a pleasure to learn from you. So what are we talking about today?
Well, I wanted to talk about the school-based program for vaccination. And this is a program that has been held in Ontario over the last 10 or 15 years, vaccinating children in either grade 7 or grade 8. Currently, it's in grade 7. So this is important for anybody that has children of that age, anybody that has grandchildren of that age, nieces, nephews, people in your area, people in your family. For the last year and a half, because schools have been closed, public health has not been in the school to vaccinate these children. And in grade 7, they're supposed to be getting hepatitis B vaccine, a quadrivalent meningitis vaccine, and HPV vaccine. They get the first shot in the fall, the second shot in the spring, and then they are protected, and that's really important. And public health pays for it. But if there's been no school, a lot of children have missed the vaccine. So they may have had it in the fall of 2020, but by 2021, schools were closed, and so they didn't get it in the spring. And now we're coming up to the fall again, and there may or may not be public health immunization in the school system. In Ontario, we have 31 public health units, and they all do things slightly differently. So I wanted to alert everyone in the audience listening to the show that if you have children and grandchildren between the ages of 12, 13, 14, you want to be sure that they've taken advantage and had their public health paid for vaccines. It's an important age to protect against meningitis. We absolutely want to protect against hepatitis. And we absolutely want to start the HPV vaccination program because when you're under 14, it's only two shots, one and one 6 months later, to reduce your risk of an HPV-related cancer. So let's not let our kids slip through the cracks. Let's be sure that they've been immunized. And if they're already in grade 8 or going into grade 9, they may have missed it in the last year or two. Double check with the school, double check with public health. Be sure that they've had what they're entitled to get. That's where our tax dollars are going. And let's make sure your children have been immunized.
That's a great call to action. Who wants to have a child slip through the system and then not be safe? So anyone listening who knows a child grade 7 age, check to make sure they've been immunized against meningitis, against hepatitis, against HPV, and of course, against COVID. Dr. Brown, again, solid information and a good caution. Thank you. I love your book. It's on my night table and I refer to it often, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Congratulations on its being a bestseller. I have signed copies at my store in Maryland's if anyone wants to order them, but they're available in any good bookstore. And if you ask for it, I'm sure they'll order it in as well. If you want to order it from me, just call 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown. Clear information and definitely necessary.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
For those whose decision tree is headed up by how do I find my dream property north of Toronto and get it at a good price, you can list your dream home's features, the yays and the nays. You can have the pros of a big lot, perhaps four seasons use, low maintenance, land, lots of land, fronting on water. On the negative, you may say that you don't want to be near traffic. If your list includes a straightforward transaction and a happy conclusion, add the name Realtor Melanie Martin to your list. She's here now, and she can explain what it involves to buy property north of Toronto, and I believe that she'll have a deal of the week for us. So good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, it's great to partake in those deals that are straightforward, but I'm going to tell you right now, these days they're few and far between. So it's good to have a realtor that actually knows the ins and outs over the last many, many years, so there is less problem. In other words, you know, I'm a solution person. If I see an issue, I will find a way around it, or I'll just get a cure for that. So that's important when you're out there shopping for properties. It's also important if you're a seller and you need to sell with, as you say, there are yays and there are also nays. So we try to limit the nays and find solutions for those before we even put it on the market. And if we're looking at property, we want to make sure we see those nays. And we address that usually with price, so there may be some reductions called for. And then today, yes, I do have a deal of the week, but I actually want to talk about that same issue where when you're kind of looking at property north, you don't really know the area. You need someone who knows these areas, which I can tell you I've been on the back roads for the last many, many years. There isn't a place I haven't been. So I like to sort of say, just what is your dream and where is your idea of where you'd like to be and what's your comfort zone on price? And then let's say I would look for a property, say, between 700 and 800. So I have a property here right now that I was going to mention is 749.9, and it has just a little over 6 acres with a nice small 1,200 square foot bungalow with unfinished basement. But this property is just north of Barrie. So 749.9 for 6 acres in a small bungalow is good. But my other property I was going to talk about is 799. It's further north. It's just outside of Orillia. But you have an updated bungalow. You have new septic, new well. You have a home that's been totally renovated. You've got enough area to have some chickens and a large garden. And you're still close to amenities. But as I say, that's some property with only 0.6 acres, whereas the one for 749 is 6 acres. So you need someone to kind of say, why are we paying a different price? And how can we find your dream home in your price range that has all the things that you really wanted and know that your money is well placed?
So a decision tree when it comes to buying a property involves more than just a couple of dreams. It involves realities. And obviously, you're the person who can shed the real light on property so that no one's disappointed. If someone wants to talk to you about their dream property north of Toronto, how do we reach you?
So call me at 1-800-357-4193.
Well, that's why you're part of the team. It isn't just about finding something, closing it, and taking your profit. It's about finding out what someone needs and then finding it for them so they're happy too. Thank you, Melanie, for being you and for being a good realtor.
Thank you, Marilyn. We hope to talk to you next week with another deal of the week.
Good. I look forward to it. Now, if your goals include good, clean living and you want to love your home again, our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking, needs to be on your decision tree, and she joins us now. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Marilyn. Thanks for inviting me today.
It's a pleasure.
I know. I just love this idea of a decision tree. I'm so excited that you brought it forward.
Well, I know that you work very logically, so this will help everyone. And if you're at the top of the decision tree and people want to add light to their lives, what do you have for us today?
Well, I've got some yin and yang for you today. I'll tell you a bit about it. Because this idea of the decision tree is about choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
And endings and beginnings also happen in a household. kids grow up, they move out, and then maybe they move back in as grown adults. And there's a shift or a dynamic change when the family unit separates into paths for the next generation. It's a huge shift. And each time there's a change, you have an opportunity to, again, take charge of your space. So today, we talk a little bit about yin and yang, and that is the balance of opposites. So you've seen the little black and white symbol somewhere, a circle that's kind of half white and half black, and it's got two little dots in it, kind of like two tadpoles swimming. Well, that's the Tai Chi symbol for good health as well as balance and harmony, and we use that in feng shui. So comfort is what we're going to look for in going into fall and all those hibernation months. But first of all, yin areas are feminine and usually quieter. So rooms that are yin rooms, they have carpets to absorb the sound, draperies to hide disturbances, and other textiles that feel good for the soul. So passive activities are found in these rooms, like bedrooms, living rooms, and studies. And there's a quiet energy there, and the surroundings should support that with your decor and your furniture. And that's what people kind of want when they're going into autumn. The yang areas are more masculine. They're aggressive, and they reveal a higher energy frequency. And you could recognize some of these areas just because they've got tile flooring, blinds on the windows instead of curtains, and louder activities tend to echo off the walls. But I wanted to go into the kitchen. The kitchen comes to mind with all these shiny surfaces and metals in the room. But notice the difference when you place a tablecloth on the eating area. Suddenly, this shiny surface is transformed into a calm, quieter space, allowing you to eat slower and linger at the table a little longer. So fancy dinners always have a tablecloth, right?
That's true.
So opposites sometimes attract, but for getting a good night's sleep, you certainly don't need any extra drama.
So basically, you're saying that we have choices. We can take charge of our lives, but we can also take charge of our spaces, and we can make them as we wish. If someone wants to have your help to create that yin-yang in their home and feel comfortable as they go into nesting for the winter, how do we reach you?
That's great. I love that term, nesting, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now I'm able to get out to see you for home visits and help through virtual consultations and virtual classes. In fact, we've got a new self-study class in process called Love Your Home Again. I'll take you through your whole house so you can enhance the areas that you need to and learn to love your home again. So for more information, you can go through my website, katherinewilking.com, or call me and ask any questions. I'm at 905-599-2693.
An aspect of your life that's very important, your surroundings, your home, where you nest. Katherine Wilking, she's our feng shui coach, and she'll be yours. You can actually take a course if you want to spend some time and energy and learn how to do this yourself. The number, 905-599-2693. Ask your questions, get your answers, take a breath, make decisions, and move forward. Thank you, Katherine. The decision tree is easier once we've spoken to you.
Thank you. Awesome. Always good to talk with you, Marilyn. And I wish all the listeners a lovely weekend ahead.
And we'll talk next week.
We will. Bye now.
After a couple of messages from your team, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and speak with senior move manager Lori Bell and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now I'm back as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Now that fall is here, it's time to put away your gauzy cotton items, your white linen clothing, and make space for your fall winter items. My closet organizing instructions are on my website, marilyns.ca, and they can help you make your wardrobe work for you. Your decision tree might start with what clothes work best for me. And things you might have there are clothes that fit, clothes that feel comfortable, clothes that make me feel good, things I can wear regardless of the fluctuation in the temperatures in the fall, clothes that are appropriate for my present lifestyle. The pros, washable, colors that suit me best. Cons might include what's too tight or too loose, fabrics that irritate me, colors that don't make me feel good. I won't build a full decision tree here, but you can review your clothes and determine what to store, what to keep and wear now, and what to release without regret, and what you need to acquire to complete your fall-winter look. Remember, you always have me as your wardrobe doctor. Just call me at 416-504-6777, and I'll gladly guide you. And when you want to shop, book me as your personal stylist, and then you and I will pull your best look together. One call gets you started, 416-504-6777. And for the first caller to book, I'll give you a beautiful, cozy, stylish cape as a gift. So don't be shy. Just call me at 416-504-6777. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. In a moment, we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Maryland. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Why strength train and what research shows? A study compared resistance circuit training to treadmill workouts. The resistance training prompted a significant increase in the number of calories that the participants burnt up to 36 hours following the workout. This is called exercise post-oxygen consumption, EPOC. The treadmill workouts did not. A study conducted over a period of 12 months used a strength training protocol showed improved body composition, a decrease in waist measurement, and an increase in lean mass, while body weight stayed the same. The participants did not get bulkier, but instead got leaner and smaller, reinventing their bodies. A study compared aerobic training with strength training. The aerobic group performed 4 hours of aerobic work per week. The resistance group did 2 to 4 sets of 8 to 10 repetitions of 10 exercises 3 times per week. The resistance training group lost significantly more fat and did not lose any lean body mass at all. The resistance training group actually increased their metabolism, while the aerobics group decreased metabolism. So, Marilyn, you can't fight what research shows. So if anybody would like to know how to get started on a good, proper exercise program, call me at 416-809-4084, or you can visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
Or you can come visit me and I'll show you my muscles. Thank you, Christine. I really enjoy working out with you, and I encourage anyone who wants to stay healthy to speak to Christine and find out the best exercises for themselves. 416-809-4084. Thank you again, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
The thought of moving can be daunting. Planning a move as winter approaches can be even more so. However, an experienced senior move manager can handle any move, large or small, in any season. And to explain how to prepare for a seamless move before the snow flies, we have Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, I thought I'd talk this morning about something I normally hear from a lot from our clients this time of year. I want to be moved before the snow flies. As you shared, Marilyn, our dream team can deliver a seamless move during any time of the year. But for most of our older clients, the weather can drive a lot of their decisions. Last year, with the rise in COVID infections and a fear of moving from the frying pan into the fire, so to speak, many people were afraid of shifting from the relative safety of their homes to retirement residences and condos. The elevators really just felt too small, even with masks and distancing. Keep in mind, vaccine procurement seemed really slow last winter, and everyone was mostly isolating. The path out of this thing does seem to be very much linked with vaccinations. So now the option for a relatively safe transition is happily back on the table for most. I met with a gentleman a few weeks ago who sadly lost his wife, Lizzie, 7 months ago. Hers was not a battle with COVID, but with stage 4 cancer, and our new client, Michael, just didn't want to continue to live in the same house with memories of his beloved everywhere. Michael and Lizzie had one son, and Jeff found it difficult to help his dad with sorting and clearing his mom's things, so Michael called me to help. We just began the work this week, and I'm adjusting the pace of the project, understanding that Michael's going to have good days and bad days, and some rooms and areas of the house will be easier to go through than others. Michael has opted to rent a condo and secured a 2-year lease. He will retain some of their existing furnishings and art, but will opt for furniture with cleaner lines than what they enjoyed in their traditional 3-bedroom home. Like many of our clients, Michael wants to be out of the house before the weather gets too bad. The weather is a real factor in our older clients' relocation decisions, and I think that the reasons are twofold. One is the isolation aspect of wintering in Ontario instead of perhaps traveling south. We just aren't out and about as much in dreary or frigid weather. And of course, with the pace of our post-pandemic recovery still unknown, the snowy months ahead can loom lonely. The other factor for many of our clients is their very real sense of vulnerability. They're afraid of slipping on ice when they put out the garbage or even put salt in their steps or their driveway. Even for the folks who arrange for lawn and snow maintenance, there are still household responsibilities that can weigh on their minds and keep them and their loved ones awake at night. I worked with one woman recently who had a plumbing problem with her kitchen sink that she basically worked around since last December because she was afraid to have anyone in her house throughout COVID. As someone who worked through much of the pandemic, even with fewer clients, I personally would have had a plumber come in to address the problem, but I understood her decision. These times have not done much to boost people's confidence in others, and it can be easier to stay put in situations that don't work than to risk the unknown. I think that most of us are feeling just a little more optimistic these days with all the sunshine we've enjoyed this month, but winter is coming. I'm here to offer my assurance that Moving Seniors with a Smile can make your downsizing project or move happen seamlessly in any month or season. Our knowledge, experience, and relationships with the best of the best of vetted and trusted GTA service providers can help you to see the light at the end of the tunnel and experience award-winning peace of mind when you do decide to move.
Well, you make people smile, and smiles bring sunshine into life. And when it comes to moving, it's good to know that you can do a seamless move safely, regardless of the weather. If someone wants to talk to you about their decision tree and it involves moving, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Lori Bell, her dream team, Moving Seniors with a Smile. Write them down, put them on your list, discover the pros and cons, and don't hesitate to move, knowing that it will be done well when you deal with Lori. Thank you, Lori, for the conversation, the information, and always inspiring us to think positively.
Oh, my pleasure, Marilyn, and you too. Have a great week.
You too. We'll talk next week. As always, our wish list usually is topped by issues around our health. And when it comes to your decision tree, when a safe, hazard-free home is your goal, include accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center as your resource. And know that he'll walk you through the pros and cons of any changes you wish to make in your home. And he'll walk you through the pros and cons of any changes you wish to make in your home. And he's with us now. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. I had an appointment for a total home safety check a few weeks ago and met Michael and Stacy. Stacy's parents live with them in Richmond Hill. They have a two-story home, and it's getting quite difficult for Stacy's dad to navigate the stairs. The reason they invited me over was to solve the dilemma of whether or not to renovate their bathroom to make it accessible on the second floor, or if they should expand their powder room on the main floor to make an accessible bathroom there. On the second floor, they have a nice-sized bathroom with all the plumbing and electrical wares needed and would be less involved and more economical to renovate and work with that space. Having said that, in the future, I see bigger hurdles navigating those stairs for Stacy's dad. As his mobility declines, the stairs become more challenging. Yes, there is fantastic solutions like stair lifts and elevators, but I suggested they save that money and put it into a renovation on the main floor, expanding the powder room into the laundry room and adding a three-piece accessible bathroom. This is a lot more practical solution, as Stacy's parents can live on the main floor and have access to a bedroom, an accessible bathroom with a walk-in barrier-free shower, and the laundry is also there. They also avoid the risk of falling down a set of stairs by eliminating that from the conversation. Yes, it will be more expensive renovation in the short term than renovating the second floor bathroom, but in the long term, it's best to get it done right the first time, and that's what we're all about. Stacy and Michael were very grateful for my visit, as they said without me, they would have renovated the second floor bathroom, and if Stacy's dad could no longer use the stairs, it would have been a waste of money and time. And let me tell you, we are looking forward to beginning this project early in the new year, Marilyn.
And I look forward to seeing it on your website. However, we're talking about the decision tree, and you've just offered us a solution, or you've offered Michael and Stacy and her parents a solution. If someone wants to talk to you about making their home safe or winterizing it, all the things that could come on the top of a decision tree, what do you suggest?
Well, I'd like to offer you the best solutions for the hazards in your home, and I call this assessment the Total Home Safety Check, delivered by Total Access Center. And I come to your house, and we can have the same conversation of any of the challenges you're having. If you have questions about your bathroom, your kitchen, your entrance, maybe you have a loose railing, from small to big, we can do it with the Total Home Safety Check, and you can learn how to overcome the hazards in your home to make it as safe as possible for as long as possible. And this assessment, Marilyn, it costs $89.95. I'd like to give it away for free for the first two callers this week.
That's generous. And if someone wants to talk to you about their decision tree and renovating their home, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. Eliminate the hazards in your home. Find out the most cost-effective and efficient way to make it happen and deal with Daniel Wiskin and his team at the Total Access Center. First two callers, Total Home Safety Check for free, 647-206-6409. Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Once again, time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Not knowing what to do next can be painful. We want to make good decisions, but to determine what is best can be stressful and puzzling. However, you now are armed with tools to help you chart your path and reach your goals. You have a team of experts willing to guide you in their area of expertise. And you have the decision tree to help you map your options and determine your best steps to achieve your goals. So in the next 10,080 minutes, it's a whole week, do take time to put your pencil and paper together. Ask yourself your questions, seek expert advice as you need it, fill in the information you require so you can confidently move towards your goals. You'll get the satisfaction of having worked through your challenges and get what you need for your life. The From a Woman's Perspective team contact information is listed on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or as always, I'm one phone call away at 416-504-6777. When your problems seem insurmountable, stop, take a breath, know you're not alone, and that there's a system to help you solve whatever your problem may be. You have your From a Woman's Perspective team, and with a simple pencil and paper, your decision tree is a format to guide your choices and help you chart your best path to your goals. You have the time and the means to move forward. So go slowly, think things through, the pros and the cons, and know that you're doing your best to live well. Next Saturday, I'm starting on a learning voyage and plan to take you with me. So please plan to join me and your team here next Saturday morning at 8 on Zoomer Radio. In the meantime, stay safe, be well until we speak again from a woman's perspective. Enjoy creating your decision tree. You have 10,080 minutes. Bye for now. Enjoy the moments and make good use of your time.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.